Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
So 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Oops, ran out of song there. Day. That's unfortunate.
That's all right. I like when you sing.
Do
sing
you?
Me. Yeah, sing me something. Are you kidding me? I love when you sing. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Sing me a little of that.
You know what
classic.
I do a lot is I just start riffing a song off for my daughter, and I'll include her name and nice stuff about her, and she'll always be like, Dad, don't sing, please. And I'm always like, that is so hurtful.
It is hurtful. Even if you're like good at singing or good at playing guitar, kids will be like, don't, please don't. So it's just like, oh. So all the you're really sucking the joy out in every
yeah,
way possible,
aren't
you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to sing to you, kid. Come on. What's
just
the problem?
Trying to have a fun day. All right, let's get to the news.
Rock it around.
There we go. That's
Christmas
what I'm talking about. Thank you, Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
I would like to say Sarah was holding a gun to me in that moment.
I'm sure you
I
would like to
have
say
a
that,
choice.
But that's not what happened.
That song.
So.
I was forced into doing that.
You'd
I
like
apologize.
To say that, but you don't want to be a liar. So. You want to be like Nicole.
True that. Oh, Nicole. She just took us both down. Jeez.
Same time.
Yeah.
The same damn time.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. That's how my boy Jason Cisco is listening to our show from Huntington Beach while he recovers from hip surgery on Radio.com.
Jason,
it's the best app of all time. Get it
to
for
your
phone.
Your knobby hip.
And then we go. He hasn't even taken the bandage off. He said it's like a 10-inch scar.
Oh, my God. I
well, they
think
replaced
they go
his
in
hip.
Laparoscopically or something.
And apparently they you can. He was walking the same day. Like, you can walk that day he walked into the pharmacy to get the medicine he needed.
He was like, I am getting my pain pills right now. Right. Are you not going to go get them for me? I'll walk there.
Right. So, anyway, radio.com allows you to hear this radio show wherever you might be parked.
Jason,
on a couch
parked.
In Huntington Beach or... Who knows? In on a subway in Japan.
Or Santa at the North Pole.
Right.
We hear he what? Listens. Yeah, he's one of our biggest fans. The elves right. love us. They just cackle away.
Today we're looking at partly cloudy skies and a high of 60s. Highs in the 60s. It should be another really nice day, although for some reason there's a couple clouds in the forecast. By the way, who's the dude selling out Milbrae on the commercial there, Bryn? He did the
Sounds
weather
like,
specifically for Milbrae, and I went,
yeah,
oh,
I know.
Boy.
Specifically for my hood.
Crunch?
Well, it's paradise there, so he wants it to sound like it's really
well,
nice
what he
here.
Said. He says, like, 40 degrees. I was like, oh, yeah, it sounds freezing. It doesn't feel that way.
He's so cold.
I think that's George Rass from the KCBS traffic
team.
Oh, all right.
Like a sponsored thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just Governor Gavin Newsom who steps in the Duke. It looks like SF Mayor London Breed has also been seen out and about despite all of the rules they've been putting in place. They say here that all, as you know, or maybe you haven't heard, but Governor Gavin Newsom apparently a couple weeks back had dinner at the French Laundry, a very famous restaurant.
And not outside on the patio either.
Right. So there he is, as he's encouraging everyone else to stay home. Don't do it. Don't get together. You can't. Please don't. You're going to kill grandma. And then he goes right out and does it. And now it looks like the very next night, San Francisco Mayor London Breed dined at the French Laundry.
And wow.
So it is just
these people in their high-end meals. I mean, we are paying these people too much.
They say Breed took a few days off after the election day and joined seven others that night to celebrate socialite Goretti Lolui's 60th birthday. I probably got that wrong. Lolui's? I don't know. But you know what? Hooman would know. Can you get him on the horn?
He probably knows her personally.
He was probably there.
Let's get Hooman on.
The mayor, personally? They used to live next door to each other.
Who did?
Him and London Breed?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She lived in that building that he is in?
One, I think he was like on Turk or something like that.
So not when he lived in the marina.
No. Right. But when they met and they took a picture together when she just was elected, she was like, he goes, hey, good to meet you. She goes, you used to be my neighbor. And he was like, what? Where? And they had a long, you know, moment of catch up.
He didn't remember her.
Hilarious.
He doesn't remember
her,
but she remembers
him. Well, she was a nobody. She was a nobody at the time. Right. You know? And it's not until you're a somebody that Hooman's going to remember you.
Right. Anyway, they say the occasion was a small family birthday dinner, but it's unclear how many households joined the group. So they've both now stepped in it as they continue to tell everyone to stay home and wear your mask and don't go out. They both got caught out.
That is lame. You know, it's
it
like,
is lame.
Look, and a lot of people are doing what they want to do, but you can't say, here's what we need you to do, and then not do it. It's just a terrible look. It's right. Stupid. You're not helping anybody. You're not helping yourself. You're not helping your cause. And you're giving people a thing to throw at you. You're dumb. Stupid.
Right. Especially Gavin, because you know that guy's got his eyes on higher positions. But he's
always stepping in. He's always doing stuff. It's like, come on, Gavin.
Like his best friend's girlfriend, right?
Yeah, like that. Your message is getting lost in this. You really need, let's tighten this up. Let's tighten this up, buddy. You know? Try staying home for a night. How about that? Don't you have a chef? I mean, come on.
Here's a story out of Bend, Oregon. Bend, a beautiful place in America.
John was looking at that. He goes, he was looking at like top 10 places to retire to, and Bend was
Bend is awesome.
Yeah.
It is awesome. Absolutely awesome. I actually love all of Oregon, so I enjoyed my time there. I was there for like four years.
Supposedly not as rainy as Eugene. Or as because it's on the east side.
Yeah, and it also they get snow, so they have
winter,
and they have really nice summers. So yeah, it's nice. Even Eugene is really nice. It's not bad. I liked it. Anyway, a 47-year-old guy named Pearson Tone from Bend, Oregon, was depressed a few years ago when his marriage fell apart because his wife had an affair. So he went to the family doctor, a guy named Ronald Rosen, to get both counseling and a prescription for his depression. It was only after the appointment he found out who his wife had an affair with.
Oh, my God. It was Ronald Rosen.
You guessed it. The doctor was doing his wife.
Did the guy prescribe him arsenic?
That doctor sat there and listened to this dude tell his story about how depressed he is because his wife... And meanwhile... Ronald Rosen knows, the girl I'm doing's last name is the same as yours. Huh. Hey, honey, I saw a guy in my office today named, hold on, Pearson Tone. You guys both have the same, any idea? Oh, yeah, that's my ex-husband. Crunch. The doctor was boning the dude's wife, and now Pearson has just sued Ronald for $2.9 million for professional negligence.
Good. He should. I think that you have to remove yourself from those things. You're not supposed to see people that you have an unknown. I mean, that's like a, isn't that like a doctor thing? Like,
if I went to my doctor and he was the reason my wife left me because he was the one that had boned her.
Right.
I would never stop punching that guy. Forget about the 2.9 million. Yes. I would be like, on top of my humiliation that you boned my wife.
Right.
You also sat there and let me cry in your office.
And took my money.
You handed me tissues.
Huge conflict of interest. Huge. That's it's fraud, even.
Oh, Doc, it's killing me. It hurts so bad.
I loved her so much.
The whole time the dude's like, crunch.
Yeah. Haha, I'm boning her. I'm going to go home and bone her now. That chick you're crying over?
So does he get $2.9 million?
He gets that in exchange for him not never stopping punching that guy.
Oh, okay.
That's what the guy owes him,
right?
For not punching him till the end of time. Like, that's, yes, I think he gets it. I don't know if he will, but it's horrifying. You probably never saw the movie Prime.
Prime? No,
it's,
I never.
I think
heard
it's like Meryl Streep is the therapist, and she's got a son, and Uma Thurman is her patient. And she's been seeing Uma for a really long time, and she realizes that the younger
she's been
man
talking about.
The younger man that she's now, she's been seeing her forever. It's like, this is her person, right? This is her therapist.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
And Meryl Streep as a mother has like a 22-year-old son with problems or whatever. And then Uma starts dating that guy, unbeknownst to to anyone in the triangle, that this is the son. And she's like in there telling the therapist all the stuff about this relationship she's having with this son. And then like the therapist puts it together, and it's just, it reminds me of that situation, except worse, even sort of.
Well, what was the son doing that the mother would now be horrified by?
All that she was, you know, this was her therapist. She's telling all about the sex and whether or not the kid cleaned his ears.
He's always trying to roll me over, Doc.
Yeah, whatever.
That's only an exit. I don't like it. It's not fun.
It was a good movie. It's a few years old. It might not even be called Prime. I think it is, though.
I don't know anything.
Maybe 10 years old.
When you say Prime, I think of an Amazon product.
Yes, yeah.
I don't have any.
It was like 10. Did you guys find it? Am I insane? No, you're not even looking it up. All right, never mind. I get it.
Prime, right? Yeah, it's Prime. I was looking up the doctor-patient thing. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. What did you find out about that?
Oh,
no, I just want to see like more info about it. But yeah, you're right, Sarah. It's a Uma Thurman thing called Prime. 05.
Oh, boy. Look
05.
At you go.
15 years ago. And I remember everyone who's in it.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something because just recently you astounded me as well with some weird rememory. And I just went, her lack of memory is BS. It's an act.
No, it's
it
Swiss
only
cheese.
Works when you want it to work.
It's
the
Swiss
rest of the time, and especially if it's something against me, you find access
that,
to it like that.
I make two copies in my head so that I, you know, if one of them gets deleted, I have another copy of the thing about you. That's a useless piece of information. That's the thing I remember.
Again,
anything important, I forget.
Just everybody, she's got a great memory and she's full of it.
I could see that.
She only forgets
it's
when it's
cheese.
Convenient.
It's Swiss
oh,
cheese.
What's that thing?
I forget what we were even talking about.
The thing about... I
can't remember anything.
How convenient.
Who are you? Why am I looking at three strangers on a Zoom call? This is so bizarre. I don't know what
Fosters.
Fosters?
It's Australian for beer. Mate. Apparently, Australian for beer isn't served in Australia.
Oh, this is one of those like trick things. They, you know, like oh, everyone loves a shrimp on the Barbie. Let's make a beer for Australians. They don't serve that anywhere. Like it hasn't even just made its way there. Like, hey, you guys in America, those fools think this is our beer.
Foster's. Now, I've had Foster's. You know, this was back in the day when I drank. But and you'd think because I am a drunk that I would like the bigger cans.
Yeah.
But the truth is, the oil can of beer isn't. It just doesn't work.
It doesn't stay cold long enough.
And you got to buy them separate. And so you find yourself going, I'm going to buy what? Four of those separate?
Yeah.
rather than just get a 12er or in my case, probably.
I don't make them anymore, but I used to like those little, like, what are they called? Ponies or something? Like little beers, like little maybe 9 ounce or 8 ounce beer things. Those were great because they stayed cold the whole time you're drinking. Like, there's nothing like the second half of a beer when it's kind of warm.
Well, you just drink too slow. That's your problem. But the truth is, I don't want to buy these separate cans. So Foster's, while I thought it was fine, was never my thing. Anyway, Australian phobia is a myth. They say here that it's hardly served anywhere in the homeland. Hardly anywhere.
Is it from there, at least?
They say there's only 10 bars in the entire country that actually have Foster's on tap.
Oh my God, hilarious.
But Foster's now, the parent company Asahi, is going to bring Foster's back to its homeland and try and sell it all over Australia. They say they're ramping up production in Australia by 300% in the next few months and hoping to compete with other cheap domestic brands. It originally did come from Australia. It was created by Irish-American brothers living in Australia back in 1888.
Oh, so it is originally an Australian beer. It's just that it's a lie that it's Australian for beer.
By the 70s, it had become far more popular in places like the US and the UK and the rest of Europe and fell off the map in Australia. So we'll see if they want that back or not. It'll be interesting to...
It's Australian for beer, mate.
Foster's.
What the?
There's old audio of you two going off on Foster's.
Apparently, yes.
Very cute. All right. Here are some of the things we've done to cheer ourselves up this year, as this year, I think, probably even the strongest among us have needed a little cheering up at some point or another.
Please.
And if you don't, then you're some kind of psycho. Something's wrong with you. None of this has gotten to you at all,
you're so evolved.
Something's wrong. 3 in 4 people say all the bad news this year has taken its toll. That's whether that's the political elections, the coronavirus, job losses at an all-time high, homelessness at an all-time. There's a lot of reasons to be depressed. So people say it's taken a toll. 70% say they've tried to do something positive each day just to stay sane. So here are some of those things.
All right.
Watching a favorite movie, even if you've seen it a million times. Mm. I agree with that. Certain things that you put on can definitely bring about, it's almost like comfort food, you know, like that thing that you just go, this will feel right. I'll feel right when I'm done watching this, whatever it is.
Yeah. There's something actually I find depressing about watching a movie I've seen before, though. Most movies that I've seen before. I don't know what it is.
Well, like, you're out of that kid phase. I'm watching things 300 times. That's so true.
Same. All day.
Hey, Bryn, did you try The Christmas Chronicles yet on Netflix?
I tried that, but Cameron wouldn't take it.
She's not having it.
No, she wants to watch the same thing again.
She's too young, I think, for it. And I think my youngest is too young for it. But my older one, 7... loves it.
That seems like the age range.
And I actually like it too. I think Kurt Russell makes a great Santa. Snacking is the other way, high on the list of ways people make themselves feel better this year. Snacking, going for a walk, calling a friend, cuddling your pet, taking a nap, asking for a hug.
Asking for a hug is big. I need physical contact.
That's a tough one though. It feels weird to ask for a hug. But.
Well, I just go in for one, and the people around me know to accommodate me, or I start crying. So, you know.
Right.
You got to get people trained up in.
Baking things like cookies, singing in the shower, and dancing it out are all ways we've helped our mental resilience during this bleepity bleep, bleep, bleep year.
The funny thing about singing in the shower is you're really not allowed to do it at 4 a.m. I have found that. That's one thing that's, like, I am a big singer in the shower. Like, if I'm taking a shower at 4 p.m., I am in there singing Queen at the top
more
of my lungs.
More than a feeling.
Sure. Like, more than a feeling. I rock it out. I love singing in the shower. And John will come in and harmonize with me sometimes. It's so fun.
He does?
Sure. He likes
at
it.
At 4 in the morning?
4 p.m.
Oh.
Morning, I can't sing in the shower because the shower is, like, the wall between the shower and the bedroom is, it's... it's just, it's like right at his, I'm at his head. I'm 1 foot away from him when I'm showering.
Bad news, everyone. I'm out of time.
Oh, damn it.
I would love to get your text, though. 800-400-3697. We'll read those back right after this on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.